This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. Happy Valentine's Day. It's also a special election day here in Jefferson County. There are two levee lid lifts for East Jefferson Fire Rescue District 1. EJFR Fire Chief Brett Black was quoted in the PT Leader recently and said, quote, "Our revenue cannot grow without a community-approved measure. Without the vote of the community, more than 1%. So over the past 10 or 11, 12 years, we have not kept up with inflation." For more information about East Jefferson Fire Rescue, their strategic plan, and the levee lid lift, go to ejfr.org. We have an exclusive interview with EJFR Chief Black on Attention Please, our weekly news magazine, which aired yesterday and is available at kptz.org as a podcast. The Brennan Fire Department, Jefferson County Fire Protection District 4, is bringing its own set of tax propositions to the ballot for the special election today. There are two ballot drop boxes outside and one inside the Jefferson County Courthouse. At the Brennan Community Center, Jefferson County Library, and at the Gateway Visitors Center, 93 Beaver Valley Road in Port Ludlow. As long as they are postmarked today, they can also be sent in by mail. The agenda and meeting materials for the special business meeting of the Port of Port Townsend Commission on February 15th has been posted. The Port Commission has a meeting on Wednesday, February 15th, that's tomorrow, at 1 p.m. The action item before the commission is authorization to purchase Short's Family Farm. The full meeting agenda is here on the transcript of the newscast, and the public is invited to attend either in person or online. The port will be meeting in person at the Point Hudson Pavilion building at 355 Hudson Street, and also online. The port welcomes your comments. To send a public comment for the meeting, email the port at publiccomments@portofpt.com by 11 a.m. tomorrow, February 15th. You may also raise your hand during the live public comment portion of the agenda, either in person or online. There's a detailed set of instructions on the transcript of this newscast. COVID numbers were updated yesterday for Jefferson County. Jefferson County Public Health reports that 36 new cases were added in the past week, so there have been 6,856 cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. The case rate the week before last was 168 per 100,000, but now it has risen again to 237 per 100,000. The county estimates only 1 in 14 cases are currently being reported, so despite the case rate having fallen into the moderate category last time, it is now officially high again and extremely high if we multiply. Over 3,300 cases per 100,000 and about 360 new cases in the past week. Thankfully, there is no one currently hospitalized and no new deaths have been reported, leaving the total number of those who have died at 34 due to COVID in Jefferson County. For all data, there is a link on the transcript for the Jefferson County Public Health COVID-19 dashboard. The page is now being updated every week. It is still strongly recommended that we all wear a high-quality, well-fitting mask in public indoor settings. As reported yesterday in the PT Leader, a Coast Guard helicopter rescued two people from the Hood Canal Sunday night after the pair were unable to maneuver their rowboat due to strong winds and currents. Watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Puget Sound in Seattle received a report at 6:18 p.m. February 12th of two people aboard a rowboat in Hood Canal. The pair had reportedly been struggling to maneuver their vessel for more than 2 hours due to strong currents and 35 to 40 knot winds. A 45-foot response boat, medium boat, from Coast Guard Station Seattle was sent to the scene, and a Coast Guard MH-65 Dolphin helicopter was launched from Air Station Port Angeles. The air crew arrived on scene at 7:45 p.m., deployed a rescue swimmer, and hoisted both people into the helicopter. The aircrew then transported both people to Bremerton National Airport, where they met family members. The pair were in stable condition following the rescue, according to the Coast Guard. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and happy Valentine's Day.